All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Another week is upon us. Right now, we are looking at week number 10. Had a solid week number 9 as I won 10 games, and I got things started on the right foot as I picked the Oakland Raiders to defeat the Los Angeles Chargers this past Thursday night at home, as these upstart Raiders are trying to finish their time in the Bay Area on a positive note. Now, with that said, there are some good games on tap for tomorrow, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 10 and the NFL season. Now, you're going to have two desperate teams that are looking to hang around in the playoff picture in the NFC, as the 3-4-1 Detroit Lions will travel to Chicago to take on the 3-5 Bears. Both of these teams have been up and down all season, and I look at the play of their quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford, of course, for the Lions, he's been up and down. And Mitchell Trubisky, the starting quarterback for the Bears, is definitely under a lot of fire right now. The Bears have to find a way offensively to make some plays down the field, 15 and 20 yards and more. And that has been a struggle for the Bears ever since Mitchell Trubisky has been their starting quarterback. I think Chicago wins this contest, but it is going to be on the strength of their defense that will more than likely force at least two turnovers from Matthew Stafford and this Lions offense. Thus, I'm going to take the Bears at home by the score of 23-20. Now, the 6-2 Baltimore Ravens will be traveling to Cincinnati to take on the winless Bengals. Baltimore comes into this game favored by 10 points, and rightfully so, because they are flying high right now, especially after they defeated the New England Patriots at home this past Sunday night. You look at the Bengals, they come into this game off of their bye week, but a whole lot of nothing is going on for Cincinnati on both sides of the ball. You look at Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, he's playing like an MVP, and I think he adds to that resume as he helps the Ravens get a big win on the road. I'm going to take Baltimore by the score of 30-13. Now, in Cleveland, you're going to have the 2-6 Browns hosting the 6-2 Buffalo Bills. And when this season began, most people would have expected the Bills to be the 2-6 team while the Browns would be the 6-2 club. But undisciplined football has really plagued the Cleveland Browns all season long. And right now, this is their last gasp to save their season. You look at a quarterback for the Browns and Baker Mayfield, who has been taking a beating in this his sophomore campaign in the NFL. His teams have more game film on him, and now he gets to go up against one of the stingiest defenses in the NFL. This Browns team, they have star power, but the bottom line is they have not been a cohesive unit. However, I think their offense can get some rhythm going up against the Bills. But more importantly, their defense needs to go out there and make some plays, because the Bills' offense isn't good. So they really want to try to limit them even more to give their offense an opportunity to win. It won't be pretty at times, but the Browns get a much-needed win at home. Thus, I'm going to take Cleveland by the score of 27-20. Now, in Nashville, you're going to have the 4-5 Titans of Tennessee hosting the 6-3 Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City comes into this game favored by 6.5 points, and for good reason, because they're getting their quarterback back and Patrick Mahomes, who has been out with a leg injury. And of course, we've seen what Patrick Mahomes can do when he is under center and healthy. He's one of the best in the business. This Titans defense is solid, but I don't think they have enough to slow down Lamar Jackson and his Chiefs offense. Pardon me, Patrick Mahomes and his Chiefs offense. Thus, I'm going to take Kansas City on the road by the score of 30-20. Now, in New Orleans, you're going to have the 7-1 Saints hosting the 1-7 Falcons. And for Atlanta, this season cannot get over quick enough, as they got started on a wrong foot and they have simply not recovered. You look at quarterback Drew Brees. He is back, and he is once again going to be playing some solid football for this Saints club. I think New Orleans has the look of a team that's ready to win the NFC and get to the Super Bowl. Thus, I'm going to take the Saints in this one in a blowout by the score of 37-20. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, you're going to have the 2-7 New York Giants taking on the 1-7 New York Jets in a contest that somebody has to win. Yes, the Giants have a bevy of injuries on the offensive side of the football, but you still have to like the progress of rookie quarterback Daniel Jones, along with second-year running back Saquon Barkley. For the Jets, what can you say? They've been dealing with infighting, a sick quarterback, and now he's back, and a head coach who simply seems overmatched. This game right here, you have two clubs that are struggling to find their identity, and at the end of the day, somebody's going to win by accident. I think it's the Giants, and I'm going to take New York to get their third victory of the year by the score of 23-20. Now in Tampa, you're going to have the 2-6 Buccaneers hosting the 3-5-1 Arizona Cardinals, and for Tampa Bay head coach Bruce Arians, he takes on the team that he once led to the NFC Championship game. Now, of course, things have changed for the Arizona Cardinals. They're relying on the rookie quarterback, Kyler Murray, to get things done, while Bruce Arians is in the process of trying to turn things around for veteran Jameis Winston. This is going to be a back-and-forth affair, not a lot of defense played in this one, and it's going to come down to the quarterbacks. And I think the last team to possess the football wins, I think, is Tampa Bay and Winston. Thus, I'm going to take the Bucs at home by the score of 30-27. Now, in Indianapolis, you're going to have the 5-3 Colts hosting the 1-7 Dolphins. Miami has some confidence right now, and you knew that they were going to get somebody and get that first win of the season, and it was the Jets last week. Now, for the Colts, they suffered the loss last week on the road, to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and in the process, they lost their quarterback, Jacoby Brissett. Now, you're dealing with a situation with Brian Hoyer under center for the Colts and head coach Frank Reich, and it's all about getting him ready to go up against his Dolphins defense. Miami's 1-7, but they're going to fly around the football defensively, and they're going to try to make things happen. But will quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick be able to make enough plays? We'll have to wait and see. But at the end, I think Indianapolis gets the 24-20 victory, but it won't be easy versus the Fins. Now, one of the best games of the day has the 7-2 Packers hosting the 5-3 Carolina Panthers in a big showdown in the NFC. Now, quarterback Aaron Rodgers hasn't been like the typical Aaron Rodgers that we've seen in the past, but he's winning games right now, and that's the most important thing for the Packers as they are in first place in the NFC North. Things are coming together for Carolina with the youngster at quarterback and Kyle Allen, but most importantly, you look at the play of running back Christian McCaffrey along with this defense led by linebacker Luke Kuechly. This has the makings to be one of the better games of the day. 35 degrees and expected snow in Lambeau. Packer elements, and I'm going to take Green Bay at home by the score of 34-27. Now, in Pittsburgh, you're going to have the 4-4 Steelers hosting the 5-3 Rams. And after the slow start for the Steelers, they've gotten back to the 500 mark, but they have their hands full with the defending NFC champions. The Rams come into this game fresh off of their bye, and they want to get things going with their running game and veteran running back Todd Gurley. I look at this Rams defense. They definitely want to come after Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph and make life tough for him. But you look at the speed that the Rams have on the outside and the offensive side of the ball. The Steelers can match that with one of the better secondaries in football. This is going to be a back and forth affair for 3.5 quarters, but I think the Rams do have enough talent to put it away late. Thus, I'm going to take Los Angeles on the road by the score of 31-20. The Sunday night affair has the 6-3 Minnesota Vikings traveling to Arlington to take on the 5-3 Dallas Cowboys. Both of these teams feel like they have enough to win their divisions and make deep runs in the playoffs, and it's going to come down to the play of their quarterbacks. We saw Kirk Cousins play solid on the road last week in a loss for the Vikings against the Kansas City Chiefs, and he'll need to have a good day against the Dallas Cowboys. You look at this Cowboys defense, they definitely want to pin their ears back and come after Cousins to try to force him into making some mistakes, but Cousins right now is arguably playing the best football of his career. On the flip side for Dallas, get the ball to running back Ezekiel Elliott, make life easier for quarterback Dak Prescott, and rely on your stingy defense. I think the Cowboys defensively will make enough plays to slow down the Vikings. That's going to take Dallas at home by the score of 34-24. And finally, on Monday night, a big-time affair as you have the 7-2 Seattle Seahawks traveling to Santa Clara to take on the undefeated San Francisco 49ers. people continue to doubt the Niners, but this team is for real with a very tough defense and a quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo who simply knows how to win. The Seahawks are a veteran-tested team with quarterback Russell Wilson, and they want to go out there and prove, you know what, not only can they beat the Niners, but they still have what it takes to win the NFC West. I think this is going to be a very physical affair. It's going to be which team does not make the especially the major mistakes in this one, and I think Seattle goes on the road and gets the 27-20 victory over San Francisco. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 10 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And like I always say, the tax deadline has come and gone, but you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax and needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.